What an awesome God we serve. And that's reflected in this verse that I'm going to read to you. Jeremiah 29:11. And this morning I want to just briefly bring your attention to that verse. And then we're going to jump over to Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21 for a minute. But, in Jeremiah 29:11, we absolutely see the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And here the Lord is speaking to the people through the prophet Jeremiah. And it's important to understand the background of this verse because it makes it so much more impactful. And we see the faithfulness and the goodness of God in a just absolutely powerful way. The nation of Israel had been forcibly evicted from their homes, taken into captivity, subjugated, marched hundreds of miles to Babylon. And it happened because they ignored the Lord. They disobeyed him. They rejected him. And they actually began to worship false gods and idols and all sorts of things. And so here they are. They find themselves in this place of subjugation. They find themselves in this just horrible situation. And I think they'd be wondering, would God ever deliver them? And then the prophet Jeremiah, he speaks these words that are so familiar and so full of hope. You know, hope in the Lord never disappoints. Do you know hope in the Lord never disappoints? Do you know hope in the Lord never disappoints? This verse is so powerful because although it's spoken to the nation of Israel, it reflects God's grace and affections towards those he loves. And in this verse, we see God's ultimate purpose as well for his people. And God's purpose for his people, he calls blessing. And then in this verse, we also see it underscores the absolute unchanging nature of God. You know, Jesus loves you, right? You know he loves his church, right? You know the church is his bride? He loves his bride. Jesus loves his bride. And you know what? He loves this church. He loves you. And you know what? His purpose never changes. And that's what this verse underscores. His purpose towards us never changes. And he says, the prophet Jeremiah declares, even in the worst of conditions, even in the face of their disobedience, he declares these words, "For I know the plans I have for you." I love that. "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I love that. That's the faithfulness of God. That's his purpose, his unchanging purpose. Amen. "I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord, "regardless of where you fall." Oh, I'm going to get into a preach now, and I got to be careful. "But I know the plans I have for you. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstance, I have a plan for you, and that is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you future and to give you hope." You know, it's in the heart of God, and it's always been in the heart of our Father to prosper his people. Amen? And that word is it means to cause to flourish and to thrive. And God's purpose is to cause his people to flourish and to thrive. It is his plan for you. It's his plan for me. It's his plan for GVCC. Amen? Plans to give you a future and a hope. The thoughts of his heart, which will not fail, are to all generations. Amen? It's not just to us. It's to all generations, to a future. A generation that has gone from us and a generation that is yet to come to us. Amen? "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "to give you a future and a hope." Hallelujah. And then we come to Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. And I love this. "Now to him who is able." Our God is able today. Amen. Our God is able in his heart to cause us to prosper. Now unto our God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. What an awesome thing. It's not even in our imagination the things that God wants to do, and he will accomplish them by his power that's at work in us. What an amazing thing. God Almighty, the creator of the universe, his power is at work in you and in me. My goodness. Immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. Who would have ever guessed that today we would be celebrating a unanimous ratification vote for Pastor Andrew Masters as the new lead pastor? Who would have ever thought? Yeah, and while they're applauding, Pastor Andrew, why don't you come? And we say, to him be glory in the church forever and ever. Amen? Because he's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or think. So come on up. We're excited this morning. Amen? Unanimous ratification. Unanimous. I don't know. I told somebody that, and they say, unanimous? That never happens anywhere. Except where God causes it to happen. Amen? So we are so excited. We're in this. And Pastor Andrew and I are going to talk a little bit. And first of all, congratulations on the ratification.
Thank you.
And so how are you and your family feeling about all that's just taken place?
How's everyone? If you're feeling good, I'm feeling good. No, we do. We feel good. It's been a journey for us, the last season of our life. But we have a sense of anticipation, Michelle and I and our kids, about the days ahead, about the future. And we feel very blessed about the ratification and the process of it being unanimous. Obviously, to come into something like this with a community that really feels like they're on the same page together, means that the journey ahead is still full of unknown, still full of difficult challenges, still full of things we need to work hard together on. But it's just one less thing for us to kind of think about as we move into a new season of transition. And before we go too much further, I do want to thank publicly the leadership team here at GVCC. And I want to thank Ralph specifically. Ralph, thank you.
You're welcome.
I look forward to continuing. And this is really special. I think we've been able to adapt transitionally for a different time in the world, a different season, processes maybe that aren't totally normal prior to mm-hmm. COVID, so that we can do this really, really well and honor community and honor the past very effectively. So, Ralph, thank you for your openness and patience. Thank you to this team for their openness and patience. And Jesus, long may it continue.
Amen.
Right? So I believe that we're on a good journey together. I believe that God is slowly and consistently moving us forward into something new and something unique just for us, for this community. And we're excited to begin to explore that and open up new paths and possibilities a few steps at a time as we look at a season of transition that will unfold over the coming months and even years.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we've talked about moving forward in different stages, and one of those stages we've agreed to is you going full time.
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant stage, wouldn't you say? but going full time with your role in the fall.
Yeah.
But what do things look like until then?
Yeah, so this process, right? I think everyone knows at this stage, this process of ratification and discovering each other and going through interview processes and having a lot of conversations behind the scenes. This process has been a few months long, and so we're happy to be here, but also the summer is upon us, and so we're looking forward to kind of protecting some family time over the summer, having a few little getaways. And a huge challenge for us and for every family over this last 2 years with COVID has been having our kids home all the time. And my kids are lovely people. You have met them. I have really beautiful kids. We love being together as a family. But let me tell you, working at home full-time while parenting and schooling full-time has been an immense challenge. And so with Michelle working out of home and limited daycare options and really limited commitments from the government on what school looks like in the fall, I am the at-home parent for the summer with our kids. So please pray for parents everywhere. Because we got to the end of the school year and we thought, wait a second, it's not over. So that's where we're at. We're wrestling with that reality. And so that does not mean, though, that everything is on pause. Us and the team are spending significant amount of time together with the leadership working on several new projects and targets for a fall launch. And I just want to be honest, the fall launch is not September 1st. It's a fall season. Some of it will push and pull. And we'll be able to set more accurate targets as we move through the process. And so we're also beginning to look at general values and vision that are going to have an impact on long-term missional future. But I just want to underscore, this is a huge season of transition. Massive. It's going to leave really nothing untouched.
That's right.
To some regard. And it's not just driven by this change. It's not just driven by me. It's driven by the season of life the church is in, by a post-Christian reality, by a post-pandemic reality. And so all these things, we're dealing with them all simultaneously. And it's a significant undertaking. So this brings me back to what you said a few weeks ago, where this transition is an opportunity for renewed cooperation. And those are not hollow words that we just say. I would just want to say that if you're here today or you're listening online, hello, but we need you. We need everyone to jump in. We need them to say yes to this community and to this church and to new vision. And we need to say up front that it's going to be a bunch of work. We don't want to shy away from that. But that also you should be very excited about the possibilities for the future. Galatians 6, 9 to 10 came to mind when I was preparing for this morning. It says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So this is a journey that we're on. It's not a marathon. It's not a 100-meter dash. So as we undertake this process together, as we look at these transitions, we need to remember to breathe in and out, to be kind to each other, to jump in and to get involved and to do everything that we can. We don't build this for ourselves. We build it for him and for those around us who need the message of Jesus. So we're not alone. We get to do it together and we get to do it with God's leading.
Awesome. Amen. And I just want to, affirm some of Andrew's thoughts there that, we are in this together. This whole idea of renewed cooperation, that really was dropped into my spirit by the Lord. It's really a season where we can join together, work together, and move forward together into the future that God has for us. There's, as I look over the congregation, this is an awesome church. You know, you are awesome people. And there is experience. Godly experience, there's godly wisdom, there's maturity, there's the thing God has put in this church, the resources that we need to go forward, amen? Mm-hmm. And so we don't check out. Mm-hmm. This is not a time to check out. This is a time to go forward together and let what God has put in you find its expression, even as we make room for new people to come in, that we can work together. And I'm reminded of Nehemiah. And there's a place where it says, every family took their place along the wall. And if those of you who were back years ago when I first came, I preached on that. Every family took their place along the wall. And there was room for every family to take their place along the wall. And the vision went forward. So, yeah. So, as we continue to look ahead, why don't you talk about some of the common values we share and have a strong impact on the future and values what we're going to build on?
Yeah. We've been in this season, like weeks and weeks ago, Ralph started preaching on this theme of transition, and it's lived in a variety of ways and conversations. And last week, Debbie preached such a great message. Oh, Debbie!
Yeah, that was awesome.
Really good. Really good. And she had a slide that listed vision and value statements from this church that you guys have held as central values for a long, long time. And one of the quotes she used from the church website, it's still there. I'm not making this up. It says this: our journey begins when we become connected to God and his family. And this really jumped out at me. It was affirming for me. It reminded me of a lot of the conversations we've had through this process with the leadership team, and specifically with Ralph, over and over again. So when we connect to God, the word that I use for that is our discipleship. And that is the primary journey that every Christ follower is on. Everything we do to connect to God, to experience God, to worship him and to follow him is our discipleship. Discipleship is a lifelong journey designed to transform every single area of our lives as believers. We don't get time off from it. If we say yes to Jesus, we're his disciple and his follower every day, full stop. And as God constantly continues his work in us as his disciples, he can continue his work through us. If we don't have God working in us, it's very hard for him to work through us, which is why that journey can never get cool. It can never stop. We can never let our foot off the pedal of our pursuit of knowing and following Jesus more and more and more. Because if God stops the work in us, the work through us stops as well, or takes directions it shouldn't take. Then, when we become connected to God's family, that is community. So as believers, we obviously find our faith community in the church. And we're also part of a larger community, the city that we live in. And we're called to live in both spaces. And I don't know about you, but this is a very simple breakdown, but I'm a Brantford boy. I love this city. And I don't love it blindly. I know Brantford's not perfect. We could talk about some of those specific challenges Brantford has. It has some real challenges. We're not blind about that, but I love this place. And then the family of God, I love it. I felt called to it since I was a little boy, 13 years old. And so those are those areas. We're called to live in both spaces. We're called to be effective both as the church and as family, and we're called to be effective in serving those around us in our city, loving them in very practical ways that extends the love that God has for us to them. You know, the church is open, right? There's no one that God doesn't love in this city. No one. That's pretty powerful. So while we're going to discover other values, we're going to, find other targets and tell other stories, I think we're very excited, both of us, to continue with this strong focus on discipleship and a strong focus of community. And so I'm excited to see where this continues to go. As internally we begin to look at God, what does it look like to shape the future of discipleship and us following Jesus here at GVCC? And what does it look like for us to do such a wonderful job as community, both in the church multi-generationally as we serve and love each other here in this space, and as we continue to look to be effective in our city in the weeks and months and years ahead as well?
Yeah. That's, I love that. I love listening to that because it builds and it honors what's already been built, but it also builds a foundation that we can go forward in. And this whole idea of discipleship. And I was just on Friday, I was listening to a YouTube message, and I was listening to a teaching, and it suggested that to be a disciple is to take a particular course. And it's to take a particular course, and the course they were offering was one on evangelism and how to share your faith. And to be a good disciple of Jesus Christ, you need to take this course and learn how to share your faith. And yeah, learning to share our faith is really good, and it's important, but it totally misses the point of what a disciple of Jesus is. And I really like how that you phrase that. Discipleship isn't simply a course. It is a lifelong journey with Jesus. It's a lifelong journey with Jesus designed to transform every area of our lives. Amen? Every area, a lifelong journey. Dave, would you mind coming back up to the piano now, please? And that's what we want, isn't it? As a church, as believers, we want to be in this journey with Jesus. We want to walk in, we want to walk with him. We want to learn to live and enjoy his presence, right? There's nothing worth more than his presence. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to do what he did, you know? And we want his character formed in every area of our lives. Yes. You know, that's what discipleship is. Learning to enjoy his presence. Doing what Jesus did. And having his character formed in every area of our lives. And I'm just excited to see where God is going to take us together as a body of believers. Amen?
Yeah.
So we're gonna just move into a time of prayer right now. And I'm going to ask Dave to play softly. And I'm going to pray. And then Pastor Andrew is going to pray. And we'll see the glory of God fall. And we may be here for the rest of our lives. I don't know. But discipleship is the core of who we are. It's what Jesus called us to be and what he called us to do, right? Make disciples and learning to enjoy his presence. Doing what he did. Having his character shaped in every area of our lives. So Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. We ask you that you would do a work in us. Even as we go forward, Lord, that you would do a work in us. Holy Spirit, transform our lives. Father, it's your presence to encounter you daily, Jesus. That our life is a daily encounter with you to live in and enjoy your presence, Father. That we would do what you do, Jesus. That your character would be formed in us. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and do a work in us. From glory to glory. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness towards us, towards Grand Valley. Father, you have been faithful to lead us. You have been faithful to protect us. And you have been faithful to give us a future and a hope. Thank you for your goodness towards us. Father, we thank you for your presence among us and your power that is continually at work in us. In that your plans will cause us to flourish and thrive. Father, thank you that your purposes towards us are unshakable. Father, we thank you for bringing Pastor Andrew and Michelle and Callie and Denon to us. And I speak release, Father. I speak release to the gifts and callings that are in them to be a blessing to Grand Valley. And I ask that we would be a blessing to Pastor Andrew and his family. Father, I pray that you would knit our hearts together and that we would grow in the bond of unity and love. I pray that each one of us would find our place along the wall as in Nehemiah's time, and together we would see your vision for this house go forward.
Yes, Jesus.
And more than anything, I pray that you would continue to shape us into the kind of community where people can encounter Jesus, where lives are transformed. God, let your presence fill this place. Again, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I pray, Father, that your will would be done. Let your kingdom come and be manifest among us for your glory.
Yeah, God, we just rest in you as your people. We're so glad, Jesus, that with everything going on around us that is unknown, we can rely on your steadfast love and provision.
Yes.
God, you've held nothing back. You've given us everything through your Son on the cross. God, as we look at the days ahead, the months ahead, we're so finite. We just lay ourselves before you, God. We need your guidance and your direction and your input and your power. God, would you lead your people? Would you guide this church?
Yes.
And would you provide for every need that your people and this community has? God, as we move forward, it is our desire to not just do the things that we want to do, but to do the things that you want to do.
Yes.
Through us. Mm-hmm. So God, if anyone here right now is asleep in you, if it's been a tough season, if we feel far, activate, God, your love and power again in us. Let us burn for you personally, God, so that your transformative power would flow out of us into this church community and the city beyond and the world beyond, God.
Yes.
But it starts with us. It starts with your family. It starts with your kids. It starts with your people. We're just so grateful, God, for what you're doing and what you're building and what you're shaping together.
Yes. Yes.
God's up to good things. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He's up to good things because he's a good God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Why don't we all stand together? And Dave, would you guys just lead us in this song? And then I'm going to dismiss.